Macmillan Audio presents The Last Watch, written by J.S. Duas, read by Nicole Zanzarella and Andrew Iden.
Chapter 1. Spread your legs and bend over. Kevalon's face flushed. Actually flushed. Embarrassing Kevalon Mercer was a feat few could boast. He was a little impressed. He looked over his shoulder to grin at the guard, but the sour-faced man narrowed his eyes and jabbed Kevalon's hip with his shock baton. A jolt of electricity shot along the nerves of his leg. Spread 'em, soldier. Kevalon's smirk faded into a scowl. He complied, spreading his legs and leaning against the wall in front of him. He flinched at the snap of a rubber glove. If we're gonna do this, apparently they were going to do it, right the fuck now. Kevalon squirmed, pressing his cheek into the cold aerosteel wall as the guard reached higher. I mean, if we're going to be intimate, he managed. You could at least tell me your name.
Bray.
Pleased to, meet you, Bray.
Does talking make this better for you? Bray jeered.
Another guard snickered from behind a terminal in the corner of the room. Kevalon pressed his forehead against the wall and closed his eyes. No. 20 hellish, uncomfortable seconds later, Bray removed his fingers and pulled off the glove.
He's clear, Revis.
Was that strictly necessary? Kevalon grumbled. Revis stepped out from behind the intake desk, Kevalon's underwear in hand.
We like to be thorough.
Clearly. Kevalon snatched his boxers from the smug man's grip and pulled them on. If this was what life aboard the SCS Argus was going to be like, he was already over it. Revis returned to his terminal in the corner of the cramped intake chamber, lit only by a few narrow strips of recessed lights running vertically up the aerosteel walls. The holographic displays above the desk cast a dim blue aura across Revis as he flicked through files. He stopped on a glowing icon and swept it open.
Full name, Kevalon Augustus Mercer II. Confirm.
That's me.
Service number Sigma 6454-19. Confirm.
Kevalon thumbed the pair of newly minted, absurdly antiquated, etched metal and glass identification tags around his neck.
Sounds right. Your bioscan determined a biological age of 34 standard years. Confirm.
Kevalon narrowed his eyes. I'm 27.
Soldier is advised that biological age factors and degradation of physical form due to environmental factors, including injury, wear and tear, use of narcotics.
Yeah, I get it, Kevalon sighed. Sure, confirmed.
Offenses listed as...
Revis exchanged a quick look with Bray, then raised an eyebrow at Kevalon.
Redacted?
A wave of relief washed over him and he forced a grin. Definitely confirmed. Revis shook his head and swiped the screen. It flashed green, then a shrill, artificial female voice rang from the speakers. Identity confirmed. Please proceed to the next intake chamber. A door in the sleek silver wall slid open, and Bray invited Kevalon forward with a condescending smile and a sweep of his arm. Kevalon drew back his shoulders and marched toward the door.
Hold up. Bray grabbed Kevalon by the shoulder and pulled him back. You've got imprints.
Kevalon twisted his right arm to angle his tricep at Bray, the gold and bronze squares of the imprint tattoos running from shoulder to wrist, rearranged with the flexing of muscle, glinting as they caught the light.
Just noticed that, huh? Kevalon said.
You were too busy checking out my-
Shut it. Bray turned to Revis. Revis, imprints.
Yeah, I heard you.
Revis detached a tablet from the top of the console and walked around the desk. He swiped the screen, and a flood of neon blue text.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?